In the first reading today, God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, talks about how he's had enough of the burnt rams and blood of goats and calves and lambs and so on. He doesn't want any more offerings. Their incense is loathsome to him. All these things that he talks about. And it says, who asked these things of you? Well, God did. It's the Lord who asked them to do this. So why is he now having a problem with it? It's because, as we hear at the end of the reading, he says, your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrong. And hear the widow, the orphan's plea. In other words, we have to practice charity. We have to be striving for righteousness. It's not enough just to go through the motions. That's where we get ourselves into trouble. We sometimes think that, well, as long as I go to Mass, then that's good enough. I can go out and do whatever I want. God doesn't seem to care, so I'm just going to show up, act righteous when I go to church, but then be a pagan the rest of the time. And the Lord's saying, no, we need to live good and holy lives. That's not easy in a society like ours. But one thing that all of us can look at is exactly what our Lord talks about in the gospel today. He says, anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And so all of us can look at that and ask that question. What really is most important in my life? I assume you love your children probably more than anybody else in the world. Do you love them more than you love God? Now, of course, we're going to say, oh, no, I love God more than anybody, and hopefully that's true. We would die in an instant for our children without even thinking about it. You willing to do that for God? You'll get up in the middle of the night for your children if you need to because there's a problem. What if God asks you to get up in the middle of the night? You're going to do that? There is nothing for your children that is going to be too terribly inconvenient. No matter how inconvenient it is, it's for your kids. How about for God? See, what the Lord is getting at is to say, you love the gift more than the giver. God gave you your spouse. God gave you your parents. God gave you your children. God gave you your friends. He gave them to us to love, and we need to love them. But they are the gift that God has given. And so we need to love the lover of the gift even more than we love the gift. And in fact, if we want to love the gift even more, which is what we're supposed to do, we have to love the giver of the gift even more, because that's the order that it has to follow. Otherwise, what happens is it becomes a disordered love. It becomes selfish. It becomes what I can get, or it's mine and I have to hang on to this, or whatever, however you want to look at it. We need to have a detached love, which means loving the other person simply for who they are, not for what we can get from them. And the only way we can love them for truly who they are is if we're loving God first, because they're made in His image and likeness. They are from Him, and they are to go back to Him. And so we need to love Him first. If we are truly loving God in the way that we're supposed to, then our sacrifices and offerings are going to be perfectly acceptable to Him, because they're made out of love. It's not out of presumption. It's not just going through the motions, but it's made out of true charity. If we're loving the people around us because of our love for God, and our love for them flows from our love for God, then God is going to be perfectly pleased with that because it's what we're supposed to do. But if we're loving the people in our lives more than we love God, then we've got the order backwards. And if we're doing that, then we're not truly loving those people the way we ought. So that's, again, the thing that we keep having to look at. Am I truly doing what God has asked? Am I loving God with my whole heart and soul and strength? If we are, or the more that we can do that, the more we're going to love the people, the more perfectly we're going to love the people. So this isn't going to take anything away from your spouse or your parents or your children. It's going to allow you to love them more, to allow you to love them even more perfectly with a more pure and perfect love. And I assume that that's what we would all want anyway. So if we can look at it that way, we can have our priorities right. And everyone wins if that's the case. We're winning because we're doing what we're created to do. We're loving God and we're loving neighbor. The people around us win because we're loving them more. We're loving them more perfectly. We're loving them more selflessly. It's all for the good. That's what the Lord is looking for, to live the way that He's asked us to live, which is the opposite of selfishness, to be able to truly love. So if we want to love the people around us, who are gifts that God has given us, love the giver even more, so that the love for the gift flows from your love for the giver of the gift.